The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Connell Street has been described as troubled with visible drug use by none other than Lonely Planet. The publication talked about the street struggling with decline and with safety concerns persisting. And we've the author with us now, Fionn Davenport. You're welcome to the programme, Fionn. When you set out to write about O'Connell Street, tell me what you saw and how you described it.
I think it's what most Dubliners have been concerned about for, I mean, unfortunately, quite a long time. I think it's a city that during the day is a hive of activity. There's loads of stuff going on. But then if you look around, you look up and there's a little partial dereliction. There's board, like undeveloped buildings. There's a sense that O'Connell Street has lost, you know, that faded grandeur. Once upon a time, this was Dublin's grandest boulevard, a boulevard that sits along the Champs-Élysées or the Unter den Linden in Berlin, you know. And yet for quite some time, this is a street that has struggled to recapture its former identity. Lots of social problems, particularly once the sun goes down. And I think for me, it was just trying to reflect that as accurately and as fairly as possible.
Okay, so how did you do this? I mean, did you go out there and try to have new eyes looking at the street when you were planning write this?
I'm in town 5 days a week. I'm from Dublin. I live in Dublin. I walk O'Connell Street all the time. You know, it's not, unlike say, for example, when you're writing about a city that you're not living in, you know, where you go and you visit, et cetera, et cetera. This is the city that I live in. I'm reporting on the city, on my city. And I think it's important to say is that in no sense am I trying to do Dublin down. I'm not. This isn't like a gotcha piece or, you know, and I think it's worth reading the description in its entirety, the entire chapter. Like, you know, I do describe it as a hive of activity during the daytime. It's busy, it's full of energy, it's a vital commercial and transport artery for the city. But then it's also worth noting something that we Dubliners recognise, and that things change over the course of a day, and O'Connell Street just isn't an exception. At night, it can feel like a very different place. Yeah, you know, and I think that's something that I need to reflect.
I know you've said there that it changes at night time, but your description of it during the day talks about there being too much traffic and that being disruptive. And then I see in reports about your article this morning, the shop owners are talking about people on scooters during the day wearing balaclavas engaging in shoplifting. So it's not perfect in daylight hours either.
No, absolutely not. But then, like, the thing is Lonely Planet is a guidebook for visitors to Dublin. It's not a forensic social analysis of Dublin, the city. And so I can't, you know, and I have certain amount of words and certain amount of space. So what I try to do is I try to give an overall impression and try. And again, I think it's really try and be as accurate and as fair as I possibly can. Again, I'm not trying to do the city down. I'm not trying to create conversations like this one. But at the same time, I do feel that it's incumbent on me and I owe a responsibility to my readers to try and reflect exactly what kind of experience they might have when they come to Dublin.
You sound a little bit torn about it. Like, are you sad that that is what you feel you have to write about O'Connell Street?
Of course it is. I mean, I don't mean this in a kind of silly throwaway play. I'm a Northsider. My father was born 100 yards from O'Connell Street. Like, of course it's sad. Like, I want to write that Dublin is one of the greatest cities on earth. I've written the Lonely Planet Guide since the 90s. So I've seen Dublin change dramatically over that time, both for good and, in fairness, also for bad. One of the things, though, that I think is worth pointing out, Lonely Planet isn't about kind of just going, this place is terrible, don't go here. If something is not worth visiting, we just don't include it. But you can't not talk about O'Connell Street. It is the central artery through the north side. And also, bear in mind, I will say that the chapter opens in a very positive sense. They call it, like, I mean, I do say, edgier and more lived in than its Southside counterpart, the area just north of Liffey blends faded Georgian elegance with classic Dublin grit and a vibrant multicultural edge, which I think is a very positive and fair description of what you might expect when you go into that part of the city. I think there's some great stuff going on. But unfortunately, it's one of those things. It's like we read reports all the time. Like, one of the things you asked me earlier on, what do I see when I walk up O'Connell Street? I have on more than one occasion seen open drug use, like in the middle of the day, in the little alleys or the little side streets off O'Connell Street. And that's like, and like, look, I appreciate Dublin isn't alone in this. Most cities have their problems. But, you know, this is my city. And I think always when it's a bit jarring to see.
And what has happened over the years since you started writing The Lonely Planet Guide to O'Connell Street? How has it changed?
Well, weirdly enough, it's actually getting better. Like, I think the paving and the pedestrianisation of a big part of it, the fact that traffic is more limited, and it is largely just public transport and well, taxis and things like that, has made the city more beautiful. That kind of pedestrianisation of that central kind of middle part, I think looks much nicer. But I think there's a ways to go. I think, look, again, is this that like Cleary's was boarded up for years and years and years. Now you've got the Cleary's Quarter. It's not my favourite thing in the world, but it is an improvement on a boarded up classic building. I think when you, as I said it earlier, when you look up, you see like these beautiful, the tops of the buildings, which are so, so beautiful. And so many of them just are kind of in decay. Like they haven't really been taken care of. And I'm not saying it's negligence. What I'm saying is that, I mean, I'm sure it's like, I'm sure that anyone who lives, works and relies on O'Connell Street would love nothing more to have the resources to just turn the city or the street rather back into what it was or what it was designed to be. But, you know, needs must and this is the problem.
Well, there's an opportunity now, Fiona, isn't there, with the ideas being sought for the use of the GPO.
Yeah.
That could make a major difference to the street.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. And I look, I think the GPO experience is amazing. And it is highlighted in the book as an absolute must-see. Look, the Hugh Lane Gallery, I realise it's not on O'Connell Street, but it's part of the O'Connell Street experience. The Hugh Lane Gallery is closed for a major renovation. When it does eventually open in 3 years' time, it's going to be a fabulous attraction in that part of the city. Look, I think these things, they're not immovable. Things change all the time. Like when I first started writing about Dublin in the 90s, O'Connell Street felt down on his oxters. Like it really did feel like there was such little investment. There was, you know, and I think that that investment is definitely coming into the city. I think there's a sense of like, okay, we've taken care of the south side, kind of the Grafton Street, Georgian hub. Now it's time to take care of the north side. And I think that's definitely happening. I think the multicultural element around Parnell Street, Cable Street and the streets around it have added new life and a whole new dimension to the city that I think makes the city much more attractive. But at the same time, I have to stand by not so much the critiques, but the commentary, which is that, look, this is a troubled street. It remains a troubled street.
Mm-hmm. You say it's lost the vibrancy and prestige that it once commanded.
Well, yeah. I mean, this was built. It was built, designed to be the widest street in Europe. It was meant to be wider than the Champs-Élysées. It was meant to be the grand expression of Georgian ambition. Now, I don't think for a second that, you know, we're going to go back to 1760, but at the same time, you know, there is a split the difference aspect that we can transform O'Connell Street into our grandest boulevard and reflective of the best ambitions of Dublin as an international city.
Lonely Planet author Fionn Davenport, thank you very much.
Cheers, Claire.
I'm joined now by Debbie Lawrence, who's CEO and Director of Carlton Entertainment Group, which has a premises on O'Connell Street. Debbie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm just looking at the messages coming in here as I was speaking to Fionn. We have one here which completely agrees with him. As one who grew up in Dublin, it has lost its way. It's no longer the city I knew. The governments have again failed to act, failed to give the people of Ireland a city they can be proud of. What do you think?
Well, I was born in the Rotunda close to 50 years ago, so I know the street very well, and I've worked on the street for 35 years now. And it's gone up and down and up and down over the decades, for sure. But I have to give credit to Richard Shakespeare, the county manager, or the Dublin City Council manager. They're trying. It's turning around, but it's just not happening as fast as everyone would like it to.
So do you think that Fionn's description is fair?
Yes, it's completely accurate. But the way I see it as a trader in the city centre, I think it's up to all of us as individuals and as businesses. We can't just rely on the council or the government to fix the city. I think we have to do it as individuals as well. And, you know, everyone can play their small part in, you know, in cleaning the city up. What we've done actually here was we, about a year and a half ago, we installed face recognition cameras at our front door to pick out the undesirables, and it's had a huge, hugely positive impact on our business.
So what happens if I'm someone that you don't want in your business and my face is on your system? What happens if I try to walk in?
The security will get an alarm.
And they'll stop me from entering.
Exactly. And it's a small cohort of repeat offenders. So really what the main issue in the city centre is, the justice system is a revolving door. You know, so you've got, you know, a small percentage of the population holding everyone else hostage. And if we can clean those people up off the street, that will make a huge, hugely positive impact on the city centre.
So the people who are causing trouble, you feel that they think they can act with impunity, that they're going to essentially get away with it, even if they are caught, that there's no real penalty.
Correct. That's it. And like, say, for instance, if other retailers like Arnott's or Brand Thomas or any of the, you know, the supermarkets were to put in face recognition like we have, it's linked across all of their stores, then you're creating an environment that's not suitable for these people that are causing all the problems.
But that is you acting yourself. So you're not reporting these people. You're just not letting them into your premises.
Correct. Correct. And it's, you know, what I say to the staff here is the junkies don't go to the Westbury for afternoon tea. So if you create an environment that's hostile to them, they're just going to move on somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to be addicted to drugs, you know, and I feel that calling people a junkie is kind of a pejorative term. I understand why you would say that, but nobody wants to be in that situation. No one wants to live that life, do they?
No, they don't. No, they've so many people that have fallen between the cracks. And, you know, the system is not hooked up correctly between different departments to help these people out of, you know, the situations that they've found themselves in.
Yeah, and deeper problem, isn't it? That there's help
it
needed
is.
At such a level. You know, this goes way back, you know, to helping children, to having the community facilities in place, to making sure that they're occupied, that they're valued, that they see a future for themselves and that they don't end up in this situation.
Exactly. And you know, there's a lot of people with mental health issues, you know, that are allowed to, that are just wandering around the streets with nothing to do. So that has a negative impact on society too. But, you know, these people aren't being given the help that they require. So, you know, it'd be nice if you had multiple departments across the government to, you know, from HSC, you know, mental health institutions, to help these people. That's really what needs to happen.
Liam, who's in Santry in Dublin, has been on to us saying any tourist getting the bus from the airport to the city has to go through the dirtiest street in the city. He says that's Dorset Street. You'd want to turn around and go back to the airport. Liam says it should be knocked down. It's been run down for the last 50 years. Do you have tourists coming into your business straight off the bus, having come in from the airport?
66% of our customers are tourists.
Really?
That come in and play our live tables. And they're factual numbers because we have to take their passport or driver's license to ID them. We have a huge amount of tourists coming in.
What do they say about the city?
Good things. I've never heard them say anything negative, to be honest.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, Fionn did say he believes it's improving.
It is improving. It's slow. You know, but we have to sort of encourage everyone and say, here, listen, okay, we have these problems and let's just try and pick them off one by one and try and overcome them. That's my approach to it.
Debbie, thank you for joining us on the programme. That's Debbie Lawrence, who is CEO and Director of Carlton Entertainment Group. If you have anything to say about Dublin's O'Connell Street, do get in touch. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number that you need. Back after this break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.